Salutations from high atop Building 40 on the lovely Microsoft campus here in Redmond, Washington. This is the In the Cloud podcast hosted by Brad Anderson. In today's episode, we keep talking about the vast updates made to Intune, in particular the mobile app management features and the expanded functionality for Android and iOS. There's never a dull moment. Let's get started. Brad, MAM, you know, mobile application management, it gets used a lot of ways. There's a lot of different definitions you can come across that are all relatively in the same ballpark, but sometimes in the specifics they differ. So give us Microsoft's perspective on this and how that particular point of view is represented in these new updates that have been brought to Intune.
Yeah, I would land it in the core scenario that I hear almost every organization talking to me that they're trying to apply and they're trying to deliver in their organization. So here's what I hear day in and day out. And I think through a couple of these podcasts, this may be repetitive, but it is the core scenario that just about every organization I meet with wants to start with. And it goes like this. We want to enable our users to use mobile devices. We want to be able to separate out corporate content from personal content on those mobile devices. We want to allow the free sharing of information and data across those corporate applications, but in some cases block the sharing of content or data from a corporate application into a personal or consumer application. We want to be able to then provide conditional access and make sure the app is always compliant before we actually deliver the data. And then finally, if for whatever reason the user leaves the company, they lose their device, they stop using this personal device that they've brought in, when we perform a wipe operation, we want to be able to wipe the corporate content, but never touch the personal content on that device.
Right.
That set of scenarios is what I would say that's what we're trying to do as we think about mobile application management. Separate corporate content from personal content, allow the free sharing across the applications that the corporation is enabling the user to use, wipe just the corporate content, and then provide conditional access.
Now, another term that is directly applied to this, they are always going to be linked together. And I think this is another one that gets overused or maybe even misused, is the term container.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the Microsoft container and what Intune now is enabling across Android and iOS and Windows.
Yeah, it's funny. The word container is one of the things that I probably overuse. I may be as guilty as anybody in the industry.
I wasn't looking at you when I said that.
Yeah, you were. but it's funny. The container is actually not a physical location or a physical thing that gets applied on device.
Right.
A container is a set of policies literally that can be applied to a set of applications that then govern how the applications are used and, more importantly, how the data and the content within those applications is used. And so let me give an example. On that scenario that I described where organizations want to be able to separate the corporate content from the personal content and then allow the sharing of data across the corporate applications, you effectively have to participate in a container on the device today in order to enable that.
Right.
So what we've done is we've delivered now, and we did this in the December update to Intune, containers for iOS and for Android. And so, you know, we had the teams that have basically built out the capabilities, the SDKs, the policies, the wrapper that allows us to take any of these applications, whether it's internally developed, whether it's delivered from an ISV, and maybe more importantly, or most importantly, the Office mobile productivity applications, and allow them to deliver on that scenario that I described. And that's what we've delivered. Now, many of you may be saying, okay, well, hold on. You're delivering on an iOS and on Android. What about Windows?
Mm-hmm.
It's been super interesting what we've done here. First of all, I would tell you that I think I've got the team in the industry that probably understands containers more than any other organization in the entire industry. And I say that because if you think about what AppV is an awful lot like a container. And I actually had the AppV team that we acquired back in 2006 build the containers on iOS and on Android. So we took all of that, you know, 12, 15 years of experience from that team in building AppV, and then we've applied that in how we built the containers on iOS and on Android. But as we've done this, we have shared everything that we've learned with what's coming in Windows 10. And what I believe is coming in Windows 10, so there'll be a data leakage protection or a container that'll ship as a part of Windows 10 across all the different SKUs, all the form factors. And I believe what is coming is far and away the best implementation. And one of the biggest reasons why what I think is coming in Windows is the best that I've seen is because it's the operating system that's delivering it.
Right.
And as the operating system, you're allowed to do things that you just cannot do if you are an ISV that's trying to add value, for example, on top of iOS. And so I'm really encouraged with what I see coming. And as I've looked at the early prototypes, and we actually have demoed this a couple of different times. I think we actually demoed this on one of the endpoint zones.
Yeah.
What's coming in Windows 10 is the best container implementation that I've seen. And so what we've done from an interim perspective is we've put all of our wood behind that arrow, and we're doing deep integration with the container that'll ship as a part of all the Windows 10 SKUs.
One of the things that I think caught a lot of people's attention is now that there is Office that is available there for these different platforms, not just Windows anymore. The upcoming versions of these Office apps are going to ship natively instrumented to be managed by Intune, I mean, right out of the box.
Yeah.
That is really big.
Yeah, and that honestly is work that we've been doing here at Microsoft for 12 to 18 months. In fact, we should make sure that we talk about the link. If people could just go do a search. Kurt Koningsbauer and myself did a webcast where the two of us are talking about, Kurt Koningsbauer runs the engineering team that does Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and the Office applications. We talk about the work that we did together. And so what we have done here is, in order to deliver that scenario that I described where you're able to take all the corporate data and keep that contained, that actually you have to participate in a container to do that. And the Office applications, Word, Excel, PowerPoint were updated in November and actually have the versions that were put into the various stores then were natively aware of the containers that shipped in Intune in December. And the way that it actually works is if you deploy those applications down through the enterprise store, the company store, what we call the company portal, which is how users provision their applications from an Intune perspective, anything that gets deployed down through that store, like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, we assume is a corporate application as opposed to a consumer application. And any policies that then Intune has been built in, or the IT Pro is built into Intune, apply on the Word, Excel, PowerPoint that come through. Now, the value of that is for most organizations, the Office mobile productivity applications are going to be the centerpiece of the productivity apps that they deliver down to their users on their devices.
Mm-hmm.
And Intune is the only solution that allows you to do things like contain the corporate data that's being created, accessed, viewed in those applications. Others in the industry just cannot do that. And the reality why we just haven't been able to do that is there's at least 10 different containers for each platform on the market today.
Right.
And there's real cost, there's real effort in actually going out and doing the integration work with all these different containers. Now, fundamentally, as we kind of project out long term, you know, we do believe that these containers will just ship as a part of the native operating system like's happening in Windows 10.
Yeah.
Correct. And so we've made the decision that we're going to take the Office mobile applications and they will be excellent citizens in the container that's shipping as a part of Intune, as well as will participate in what comes in Windows in the future. But that's the only way that you're going to be able to have this kind of mobile application management capability is if you use that combination of Office and Intune.
And one of the things that is really interesting about these natively instrumented features is that the app management and the data management policies are, I don't think we should overlook those at all. I mean, we have things like the ability to restrict the data leakage, things like the copy and paste. I mean, tell me about some of these and what went into putting these together.
Yeah, so we talk about the sharing of corporate content across applications. And what that comes down to is, am I able to do things like copy and paste between these applications? So let's talk about how we actually implemented this. And let's use iOS as the example. So if I'm sitting in Word and I'm creating a document and there's some information that I want to copy and paste, when I'm in these managed applications or these applications that have been enlightened to participate in the Intune container, anything that gets put on the clipboard is actually put on the clipboard in an encrypted manner. And the application needs to be able to understand the encryption algorithm so that when it looks on the clipboard, it sees that there is content there. Otherwise, if the application hasn't been enlightened, it doesn't see anything on the clipboard, so it doesn't think there's anything there. And so if you've got a series of managed applications, let's say that you're using Word and Excel, you've taken some of your line of business applications and you've wrapped them with the wrapper that ships. And so they are also enlightened now to participate in the Intune container. You're able to freely do things like copy and paste or cut and paste across those applications. But if the IT organization has a policy that says we're not going to allow content to be copied and pasted from a corporate application to a consumer application, that's actually one of the most common causes of accidental data leakage. What happens is that policy is put in place, and then as all the content is put on the clipboard by the managed applications is encrypted, let's say that I bring open the browser, I bring open Safari on my iOS device, and I go to paste, what happens is the app doesn't see any content on the clipboard. There's nothing there to it.
You don't even get the paste option.
The paste option doesn't even appear. Exactly. Now, just to kind of contrast that to what's coming in Windows 10, one of the things, again, I love about Windows that they're doing is because they're doing this in the operating system, you actually have the ability where Windows will come up with, rather than just not showing you the paste option, Windows 10 will come up and say, hey, the operation that you're trying to do has been prohibited by your IT department. It actually guides the user why they're not seeing paste.
So instead of not being there, it tells you why it's not there.
That's right. So it gives you more information and helps the user be aware and involved of what's happening on the device. So
I didn't know about that. That's really interesting.
Yeah, Windows is doing, they've done a great job, and I'm super excited about what's coming out.
So one last question here, and I think it speaks to this work that has been done to broaden the scale and scope of what can be managed and what kind of apps are available to everyone. You know, you've talked a lot about the work that has been done across Microsoft to extend the Office apps and the manageability of those apps to iOS and to Android. And I think one of the things that has really been touched upon is that we are fully invested in doing that. It isn't just a token gesture to these other operating systems. I guess at a philosophical level, talk a little bit about the decision to do that, but perhaps more importantly, how that's going to trickle down to the work that IT departments are going to be doing with these multiple platforms.
If I were to go back and look at a year ago, when I was having the conversation that I'm having now with CIOs and executives at companies, one of the most common questions I would receive is Microsoft truly and really committed to other platforms other than Windows? I mean, if you look at our history, the bulk of our history has been focused on how we enable Windows devices.
Yeah.
And certainly what happened on March 27th when we announced and released the Office on the iPad, that experience is so beautiful. It's so rich. Customers have looked at that and said, hey, Microsoft is serious about this. And so the fact that we have this incredible, unmistakable Office experience on iPad and actually now on Android. So we actually announced that in November and it's in preview right now. I think that the world is looking at what we're doing and they're hearing what Satya is saying about our commitment to making sure that our services are first-class citizens and that we're going to do a heck of a good job of building our service to run on all devices. Organizations look at that and say, wow, I am confident that I can trust Microsoft. I can bank on Microsoft as my partner for enabling users across all of their devices.
And it was no coincidence that on that same March 27th announcement, that is when also the Enterprise Mobility Suite was announced.
Yeah, so Satya's first appearance as the CEO on March 27th, he announced two things. One, the Office on the iPad, and second, the Enterprise Mobility Suite. And the Enterprise Mobility Suite is our management solution for enabling users to work on mobile devices. And there was no coincidence on that, as you said, because the two are actually very deeply integrated. We've integrated the back ends, the Office applications are shipping now, natively instrumented to be managed and participate in the Intune containers. Everything that we do from an Intune perspective and from an Office 365 perspective authenticates the user against Azure Active Directory, and then we're able to provide insights into that identity. Again, we're going to talk about this in a lot of detail in two webcasts in February and March. Mm-hmm. We're seeing these continual attacks against organizations around the world where when we dive into them, what has happened in most of these cases is the user account has been phished and then the quote-unquote bad guys have come in through a valid username and password and just wreak havoc and steal information and data. And if you look at what's happening, for example, right now with Sony, there's just a lot of issues that come from that. The work that we've done on our back end and how we are all integrated with Active Directory, with Azure Active Directory, allows us to be able to identify breaches like this and then have you help you take action to stop them. So that's that combination of Office 365, the Enterprise Mobility Suite, we think delivers the best absolute experience for mobile users to be productive while helping IT keep the organization secure.
That's awesome. And we really look forward to those February and March webcasts. I think those are going to be big ones. So Brad, thanks for taking the time this morning.
You bet. Talk to you again.
Keep up to date on all of the enterprise mobility news and insight from Brad's organization. Just visit aka.ms/enterprisemobility.